Well, this morning, I'm going to say a few words about heaven and beliefs in the afterlife. About 70 to 80% of people believe in heaven, a slightly lesser percentage believe in hell. Originally, I was going to speak about heaven and hell, but it just could have turned into a lecture. And I'm a teacher, not a preacher, so this is what I came up with in my research. First of all, I like definitions and I like words. So, heaven is a religious or metaphysical term for the place where deities originate and where earthly beings may experience an afterlife. Most cultures believe in an afterlife. Heaven may also refer to the celestial sphere, the sky as seen from earth. Heaven is actually an old English word, heaven, which means the abode of the gods. You'll see this in the meditation for today, in the prayer, which is a Lakota Sioux prayer, because in essence our God, the Hebrew God, is a sky god, as was the Native American God. In the Hebrew Bible, which many of us call the Old Testament, there are 73 occurrences of the word for heaven, which is Samayim or Shamayim. It's always in the plural, and it's interesting because in the Vulgate, the Latin, the word is translated both in the plural and in the singular. And of course, I have no idea why the translators chose to do that, but it's just, to me, it was interesting. The Latin word is firmamentum or caelum, which we see in the translations as well. We see in the English firmament. I found something interesting in an online commentary. It says, heaven is a real place where the people of God will live one day. That is an article of faith. As we know, many things are articles of faith. They're not something that we know is true other than through our faith. And I think we would be lost without faith. Okay, I'm soft-spoken, so I have to force myself. Thank you for reminding me. I am a person of faith. I'm also was trained as a scientist many decades ago, and I don't believe that religion and science are incompatible. I look to physics, and in physics we have laws that say that nothing can be destroyed. Neither energy nor matter can be destroyed. They're transformed. So if we believe in a soul, then we know that the soul cannot be destroyed, that it simply is transformed. The definitions that I gave earlier as to celestial sphere, in the 73 references to heaven, Shamayim, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, all are references to the celestial sphere. There's no reference to heaven as a place other than the sky. It is the abode of God, and it is the abode of the angels. And then when we come to the New Testament, our Christian Bible, the first reference is in Matthew 5:16, which is Father in heaven. And here we see, again, we see God as living in the sky. We see God as the Father. The next references in Matthew are in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. In these passages, in the Greek, The word is Uranos, meaning sky. This was the primal Greek god personifying the sky. Is derived from a Mesopotamian word, Anu, the god of the sky, the chief god of the Sumerians. The name in Roman mythology was Kailus. This is the word that is used in the Vulgate to translate the Hebrew word. Interesting to me was our word Uranus, the planet, is a direct transliteration of the Greek word. In ancient Greek literature, Uranus, Father Sky, was both the son and husband of Gaia, Mother Earth. Sky, by the by, is an Old Norse word for cloud. In Matthew 24:35, it says, heaven and earth will pass away. As we move into Mark, this is from Mark 8:11. The Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven. In Mark 12:25, concerning the raising of the dead, are like angels in heaven. Again, people on earth, angels in heaven. God is in heaven. Angels are in heaven. Mark 14:62, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power. I did not research all the words in all these verses. Too much work. would take me forever to share all that information. And the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And then we move to Luke. It came to pass that Jesus was also baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. Am I okay with my volume? Okay. Most of us remember in Luke 3:21 that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. And that is where that reference. Other passages in Luke's are Lord of heaven and earth, lightning from heaven, written in heaven. And then in John 3:13, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man, Jesus, who is in heaven. Immediately my thought when I read this verse, I had not read it in some time, is I wonder if when he says no one has ascended to heaven, in the Hebrew Bible, Elijah ascended to heaven in a chariot of fire. So I don't know how to make sense of those two references. St. Paul has very few things to say about heaven. In Colossians 1:5, he says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. And here we see hope is in heaven, not the person. And in Ephesians 3:15, the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And then from my favorite book, the Book of Wisdom in the New Testament, is James 5:18, and the heaven gave rain. In Revelation, the book by St. John the Divine, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. So what we see is that there is nothing in anything in these passages that says anything about humans being in heaven or going to heaven. I have no desire to make reference to anybody's beliefs. Your beliefs, as I said earlier, my beliefs are based on faith. I'm simply pointing out what I've read and what I've studied. I had done this some years ago, and I find it fascinating that there is no reference to people being in heaven. The idea is that both in Judaism and in Christianity is that God will establish Christ's kingdom on earth. So I don't know where the theology came from. Again, difficult thing to reference. I'm sure it's in the church fathers. To give you some ideas about what the various beliefs are about heaven and the afterlife, I've read several places that Judaism does not believe in the afterlife. The reference I found was in Judaism 101, saying that Judaism generally believes in an afterlife, but there is little dogma about it. Both, and this is interesting, both resurrection and reincarnation are acceptable to the Jews. These matters are left to personal belief. Some Jews believe that the dead are waiting for the Messiah. Orthodox, that, by the way, this is also in some Christian churches, believe that the dead remain dead until the Messiah returns. The Jews are waiting for the Messiah to come. Christians are waiting for the Messiah to return. Jews can believe that the souls of the wicked are tormented by demons of their own creation. Another belief is that wicked souls are destroyed when the body dies. The Torah, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, speaks of the righteous being, quote, gathered to their people. Genesis 25:8, 25:17, Deuteronomy 32:50, and many others. And the unrighteous are, quote, cut off from their people. So we have the idea of that has come into Christianity from Judaism, that we will be not only united with God, but reunited with the people who have passed before us. I gathered this from writings about Islam, and I found this very interesting because it sounds almost exactly like what most of Christianity believes. And I quote again, Islam teaches that after we die, we will be raised up again for judgment by Allah. All people will either be rewarded with an eternity in heaven or punished with an eternity in hell. The religion that I've spent the most time studying besides Christianity is Buddhism. And Buddhism teaches that there is an endless cycle of death and rebirth. Until through karma and enlightenment, one escapes samsara. Samsara in both Sanskrit and Hindi is the endless cycle of death and rebirth, which they also call the wheel of life. So the goal is through good karma and enlightenment, one escapes this and also escapes suffering. In Shintoism, which is the traditional religion of Japan before Buddhism came to Japan, the spiritual energy, or kami, is released and recycled at death. The Taoists, I think of Taoism as a philosophy, not as a religion, do not believe in an afterlife as such. Taoists believe we are part of the Tao, the natural order of things, whether we are living or dead. Almost every system of belief expects one's status in the afterlife to be a reward or punishment for their conduct during life, including reincarnation. One other belief system, the Aboriginal people of Australia have what they call the dreaming, which is interesting, again, going back to physics, because theoretical physics now speculates that there's more than one universe, that there are several parallel universes. And for the Aboriginal people, the dreaming is a parallel universe. And people both living and dead can travel between the dreaming and the reality that we know. And that's what I have to say this morning.